Ghana has been going through a lot of economic challenges for some time now. This forced the country to go to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, last year in a bid to get out of the woods. But close to a year after it signed the deal with the fund, it appears the situation has not improved much. In the first of our series dubbed Street Economics, we speak to players in the informal sector on their impressions and current economic happenings and how they are dealing with it. Today, I am at the Makola Market. The market women here tell me the challenges they face daily.
I used to sell in larger quantities years ago, but because of low sales, I am compelled to reduce my stock, which takes a longer time to sell.
The low sales is making it difficult for me to repay a loan I contracted for my business.
Lizzie sells fresh tilapia at the market. She recounts to me some of the problems she has to endure daily.
Because of the power outages, we usually buy ice cubes to keep the fish from going bad. This cost me about 30 cedis every day just to be able to ensure constant supply to the customers at all times.
Lizzie's difficulties appears to be a common trend here. Other market women I spoke to share similar stories.
I can't even save because I have four kids to cater for in addition to myself. The situation even makes buying goods on credit unattractive.
These are not the only challenges these women face daily. Another challenge that has hit hard on their finances is transportation fares.
There are times I make sales of only 10 cedis. I spend 4 cedis each day on transport.
Auntie Alice sells spices. She tells me government must come to their aid and help boost their businesses, or they may have to halt operations.
You should reduce the utility tariffs and other taxes. As it stands now, life is unbearable.
From the Makola Market, I am Jessica Ayi, reporting for City Business News, Street Economics.